Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Paige Woodward with 211 of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. You can dial 211 for crisis intervention, information, and referral to community services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Paige, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. It's nice to be here.
You know, I was surprised to read that 211 has been around for some 40 years.
That's right.
How have things changed over those years?
In the beginning, it was a crisis helpline for really started by a noted psychiatrist down in Palm Beach County as a hotline for people that were struggling with drug abuse. And it just kept expanding and was the crisis hotline until about 2000 when 211 was born across the nation, when the FCC actually designated 211 as the information referral helpline. So various call centers, hotlines became 211s at that time, and it's grown from there.
What kind of calls do you get? Is there one type that predominates?
Well, certainly in these last 3 or 4 years with the economy in the state that it is, we're getting calls for basic needs and financial assistance primarily. And the interesting thing is people are calling who have never needed assistance before. And one, they're horrified, embarrassed, frightened. They don't know what's out there and don't really understand how to go about accessing some of the programs that can offer them assistance, what the qualifications might be, and the encouraging people to call before it really reaches a crisis point.
I'm speaking today with Paige Woodward from 211 of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. What happens when someone calls in? Take us through the process.
We do not like to have prompts because people are calling because they want to talk to someone. There is just one prompt at the very beginning asking if it's a crisis, and that call will go to the top of the line. We are accredited by the American Association of Suicidology. We are the suicide hotline. So those calls are handled very specifically and follow a very strict protocol. If it's an information assessment and referral call, they go into a queue and hopefully don't have to wait more than 30, 45 seconds to be answered. Then we ask, what is your zip code? So that we can make geographically appropriate referral for them. And then we just ask questions, open-ended questions, to open the door of conversation and then help that person prioritize and come up with some workable solutions.
We've just entered into hurricane season. Do you do anything special for that?
Oh, we certainly are. We are working actively with the emergency operations centers, and we activate when they activate as far as hurricane information goes and having information on shelters, what you need to bring to your shelter, if you need to go, if you qualify for the special needs, what to bring with you, what not to bring with you, all those sorts of things, the evacuation routes. Then during a storm, if someone is frightened and in distress, they can call and just talk to a friendly voice that's there to help them through. And then, of course, afterwards, we would have all the information.
Do you have your own staff or do you use a lot of volunteers?
Our resource specialists are paid staff. They go through 100 hours of training, Drew, before they ever answer a phone call. So they're highly trained and very special people.
Now, I understand you also have a summer feeding program for students. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, we are partnered with the FDA that operates the summer meal sites for students that are out of school and those children that rely on the free and reduced lunches and the breakfasts throughout the school year. Summertime and they're not in school, they still need to be fed. And 211 has the information on those sites, hours of operation, and I want to encourage people that there are places, schools available, and sites available throughout the summer.
I've been speaking today with Paige Woodward with 211 of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. As you can probably guess by now, if you need their services, just dial 211 or you can go to their website, 211treasurecoast.org. Paige, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.